I've got one hand on the counter and the other hovering over the outlet. And before I even touch it, I pause. Not because I'm scared, but because this is the moment where most people rush and miss what the outlet is trying to tell them. The kitchen's quiet, except for the faint hum of the refrigerator, and that hum matters more than you think. I can feel the tension in the room, the kind you don't see but you learn to respect after a few close calls. You might be thinking this is just a reset button, just a quick press, and you're done. But I'll tell you why I don't treat it that way. When a GFCI trips, it's not being dramatic, it's doing its job. And if you don't understand why it tripped, you're guessing with electricity. I want you standing right here with me, feeling what I feel, noticing what I notice. Because once you understand this moment, resetting a GFCI stops being intimidating and starts being something you're confident doing the right way. Before I touch the outlet, I want you to understand what we're actually doing here. Resetting a GFCI outlet isn't about forcing power back on. It's about confirming that the outlet is safe to be energized again. That distinction matters. A lot. I've seen people treat that little reset button like it's a stubborn light switch. They push it harder. They push it again and again. Sometimes they even hold it in, hoping power will magically stay on. And when it doesn't, they assume the outlet is broken. Most of the time, it isn't. A GFCI outlet is constantly comparing what goes out on the hot wire to what comes back on the neutral. When those numbers don't match, even by a tiny amount, it assumes electricity is going somewhere it shouldn't. Maybe through water, maybe through damaged insulation, maybe through a person. The outlet doesn't care which one it is, it just trips. That's the task we're dealing with. Not restoring convenience, but restoring balance. People get this wrong because they think the problem is the outlet itself. In reality, the outlet is often the messenger. I've walked into bathrooms where the homeowner swore the GFCI was bad, only to find a hairdryer with a melted cord plugged into the same circuit in the next room. I've seen outdoor GFCIs trip because rainwater crept into a cracked extension cord 20 feet away. Resetting the outlet without understanding that context is like silencing a smoke alarm without checking for fire. Failure usually happens when someone resets without looking around first. They don't notice the damp countertop. They don't hear the faint buzzing from a failing appliance. They don't realize the outlet is feeding three other outlets downstream. Success, on the other hand, looks quiet. It looks intentional. It looks like power coming back on and staying on without drama. Before touching tools or even the outlet, you need to shift your mindset. You're not fixing electricity. You're asking the system a question. Is it safe now? And you're listening to the answer. That's how professionals think about this task. The reset button isn't a command, it's a test. Now let's talk about what you need and how to get yourself ready. Because preparation here isn't about gear, it's about awareness. I like to stand square to the outlet, feet planted, not leaning on anything conductive. That's habit. I've done it so long I don't even think about it anymore, but I want you to think about it now. Your body position matters because confidence comes from stability, not bravado. The only tool I usually need is my eyes and my ears. Sometimes a small plug-in tester helps, but even without one, you can learn a lot just by slowing down. Before I reset anything, I scan the area. Is this outlet near water? A sink, a tub, a hose bib? If it is, I check for moisture, not just visible water, but dampness. I'll run my fingers along the countertop edge or the wall plate. Dry feels dry. Cool and slick does not. I also look at what's plugged in, not just here, but everywhere this outlet might feed. GFCIs often protect other outlets downstream, and this is where people miss things. I'll unplug everything, not halfway, not just the obvious stuff. Everything. Lamps, chargers, appliances. When it's all unplugged, the room feels different, quieter, cleaner. That's what ready feels like. Then there's the outlet itself. I look at the buttons. Reset and test should move cleanly. If one is sunken or cracked, that's information. I don't press yet, I listen. If there's a buzzing sound with nothing plugged in, that's a red flag. Electricity should be silent at rest. Before starting, I remind myself why I'm doing each part. Unplugging isolates the outlet. Drying removes false triggers. Standing properly keeps me grounded mentally and physically. Readiness isn't rushing to the button. It's knowing that when you press it, you're doing it with intention. Now I press the reset button and I don't jab at it. I press firmly, steadily until I feel the click. That click is important. It's mechanical confirmation that the internal contacts have reset. If you don't feel it, don't assume it happened. That's a mistake I made early on, pressing too lightly, thinking the outlet was defective when it just wasn't fully engaged. Once it clicks, I pause. I don't immediately plug everything back in. I wait a few seconds. Silence is good. If it trips immediately, that's the outlet answering your question. It's telling you something is still wrong. When that happens, I don't fight it. I trust it. If it holds, I start reintroducing loads one at a time. This is where judgment comes in. I'll plug in the lowest demand device first, maybe a lamp. I listen again. Then I move up to higher draw items. When it trips during this process, you've just learned something valuable. You've identified the problem without guessing. Common mistakes here include pressing reset repeatedly, ignoring repeated trips, or assuming a single successful reset means the problem is solved. Professionals don't think that way. We think in patterns. Does it trip only when a certain appliance is used? Only when it rains? Only when the bathroom fan runs? Those patterns tell stories. When you're doing it right, the outlet feels boring. Power stays on. Nothing hums, nothing smells warm. Trust that calm. Trust your judgment when something feels off. If it keeps tripping, that's not failure. That's information. And knowing when to stop, when to call for help, is part of doing the job correctly. Before I step away, I always take one last look. Everything working, everything dry, everything intentional. And that's the part I want you to take with you. You don't need to fear GFCI outlets. You just need to listen to them. You can do this, and now you know how to do it the way professionals do.